All right, kiddies, Geek Radio Daily for this Wednesday, February 20th, 2008. Thank you so much for joining us from right here in our fabulous WRAR studio headquarters. I am the Vicar. I am without Billy Flynn today. It's very sad. Billy Flynn, the losing end of a fight with his appendix. So, yeah, we're going to have a couple of days of this, which also means we have no producer. That's going to be interesting. So you got the Vicar playing a game of what does this button do for the next 15 minutes. I apologize for that, but it is what it is. So hopefully by, say, Monday of next week, we're going to have our co-host back. In the meantime, we're flying solo, and that's, well, what do you want? The damn show is free. Okay? Okay. So let's get ourselves started, shall we? I've already wasted damn near a minute. Let's talk TV for the night for this here Wednesday, 20th day of February. American Idol, baby. I still haven't watched last night's 2 hours with the guys, but the Vicarus and I are going to watch them both tonight. So the girls on Fox's American Idol belted out tonight. You're hearing from the top 12. With commercials cut out, what do you figure? Like an hour and a half for a two-hour show? Maybe a little bit less? And I got to watch them both tonight. So a long night of singing. Don't judge me. I like the show. All right. Speaking of singing, Wilson Phillips. You remember those guys? On ABC tonight, Wendy Wilson of Wilson Phillips, her and her, like, four young kids. She got four sons under the age of five. Wilson, the very first celebrity to ask for help from Super Nanny on ABC. I love this show. I just like doing that voice. But no, Super Nanny, we're not going to go into the psychology of it, but I love Super Nanny. I want to go to the naughty chair so bad I don't even know what to do. Joe Frost. I don't know why. Don't ask me because I don't know. I just like her, all right? Leave me alone. Over on the CW, new auditions for the new season of Pussycat Dolls present Girlylicious. Oh, yeah. I like the Pussycat Dolls. Probably don't need to go any further than that. AMC tonight continuing their oh-so-original programming motif this week. Monday, it was The Godfather. Tuesday, they showed Godfather 2 twice, and tonight, yes, they do not disappoint. Godfather 3 keeps pulling you back in. American movie classics tonight. Biography Channel, you've got Final 24, which I've never seen. This show covers the last day, the last 24 hours of various celebrities. Famous young celebrity deaths or something. I don't know. John Belushi tonight, in case you want to go back to, what was it, 81, I guess, when we lost Belushi? FX Tonight Show and Terminator 3, the one I haven't seen, The Rise of the Machines. What, with 4 coming out, I probably ought to play catch-up. And I'm pretty sure that's on the, like, $10 bin at Target. So we should be good to go. History Channel, Monster Quest. Another show I haven't watched. But with a name like Birdzilla, how do you not check out Monster Quest? Apparently, investigating a rash of giant bird sightings. Birdzilla. Ooh, it's an ostrich, dumbass. TCM Turner Classic Movies, going back to 1959. Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, Marilyn Monroe. Some like it hot, because cross-dressing was cool in the late 50s. Apparently. I don't know. Ask Ed Wood. Encore Channel, Encore M, which would be Magneto? Encore Magneto. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Underworld Evolution. Not as good as the first one, but you've got, what's her name, pretty much naked, right? Selena? Sorry, what the hell's her name in the show? I own the things. Anyway, she's almost naked, so yeah, we'll take it. At least I'll take it, because you know what's important in my programming. Because I am the Vicar. Anything else going on in the talk shows today? I need to know The View. Do I really want to watch The View in order to see my beloved Valerie Bertinelli? Who wasn't madly in love with Valerie Bertinelli in the early 1980s? I sure as hell was. Mind you, I only had 3 network channels to choose from watching, so I didn't have that many options, but still. Nevertheless, do I want to watch The View in order to see Valerie? Probably not. So we'll see. Steve Martin is on Letterman tonight, so that's kind of cool, too. All right, that's pretty much all I got for TV, kids. There you go. Watch what you want. You know, I don't care. Those are just some of my recommendations. Okay, it's Wednesday, which means we're also going to be talking about comics. We're going to hit that in just a couple of minutes. Also, we will be hitting our news segments, and I've got a couple of comic-related news segments, too, which is always kind of nice. I, incidentally, went last night, spent my evening at a Raymom meeting. Now, what is Raymom, you may ask? Richmond area, mothers of multiples. Geek Radio Daily is recorded in Central Virginia, so in case you're wondering about that, we're in Richmond, yeah. And I have twins, yes, the Vicar has Vicarettes. I have twin girls, 4-year-old twin girls, almost 5. And that means the Vicaress is a member, in fact, she's a vice president with the Richmond Area Mothers of Multiples organization, okay? Once a month on Tuesdays, they have these meetings, and all that means is I've got to put the kids to bed, and I get to play Xbox, which is pretty cool. However, we set up a, well, I say we, the vicar has set up a speaker for last night's episode. Oh, goody, a speaker on marriage and family. Ah, crap, you can see this coming. That means, yeah, I had to come from work. After, by the way, my Uber producer managed to get himself off to the hospital with his, what turned out to be appendix problem. So after I had a long day anyway, albeit not as long as his, yeah, then I gotta put the tie back on and I gotta go sit in a Raymom meeting. Now, all of that being said, in case any Raymom members are listening, not that bad. I mean, it was fine. The food was good. The speaker was interesting. But here I am in a room. There was an open invitation for husbands to come. Like, four other husbands were there. 60 women, four guys. If you're on a cruise, if you're in a club, that's good. In a situation like this, abso-damn-lutely not. Could not have been more uncomfortable if my ass was physically on fire. However, I went, I sat quietly, I asked good questions, I made a couple of funny statements, almost said nothing creepy, almost. Had no creepy sayings and no creepy staring at cleavage at various other members of this organization, and I made it through. So, huzzah! Husband awards for the vicar, thank you very much. And hopefully that'll be the only one of its kind that I have to do. At least for another month. We will see. I don't know. All right. Anyway, if you want to say your hey, how are yous, and hope you're getting betters to Billy Flynn, remember that email is billyflynn@geekradiodaily.com and mail to the podcast at podcast at or me at vicar@geekradiodaily.com. Let him know how we're doing. I've never had a burst appendix. Well, his didn't burst, but I mean, it was inflamed. They took it out. I've never had the situation. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm guessing that by Monday we'll have him back. But in the meantime, it's all me. So if this sounds like crap, you know who to blame. That would be not Billy Flynn. Okay? All right. Listen, we're going to come back. We're going to talk comics. We're going to talk news on this here Wednesday, February 20th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello. I'm Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. If I learned anything from my movie True Lies, I've learned that terrorism is scary. And Seven City has its share of terrorists. They are called supervillains. And we need your help to find the sneaky super terror villains. And we need your help to find the sneaky super terror villains. Everyone should be vigilant. Take notice of your surroundings and report suspicious items or activities to local authorities immediately. If you see anyone exhibiting these telltale signs, smiling slyly at the villain's success, stealing candy from a baby, anyone calling their basement an underground lair, tying someone to the railroad tracks, twirling their mustache while laughing maniacally, or any other activities denoting a questionable moral fiber, please call the City Committee for Anti-Heroic Activities at 919-794-8498 or visit playingforkeepsnovel.com to report any villain sympathetic acts. Remember, only you can prevent terrorists and the supervillains.
Geek Radio Daily for this 20th day of February, Wednesday, kiddies. Thank you for joining us. I am the Vicar. Very, very lonely today. No Billy Flynn. He will return in a couple of days as health allows. But in the meantime, you're stuck with me, Oso Ronri, on this comic release day. Tis the 20th. Tis Wednesday. That means we got comic books. Remember, this isn't, for me anyway, this is not a comprehensive list because anymore, you could not give a comprehensive list of stuff coming out because there's so damn many books that come out every Wednesday. This is just stuff that catches my eye, okay? From Dark Horse, Star Wars Dark Times number 12 is out. Conan 49. Sweet, so we get a big Conan 50 next month. Though, admittedly, it's a hella good title, and I just stopped reading it for no good reason about a year ago, so I need to catch up on all of these things. Over in the DC world, Loveless number 22, which is actually a Vertigo imprint, but technically DC. Wonder Girl, finishing up that miniseries, 6 of 6. Death of the New Gods, number 6 of 8. And Countdown to Final Crisis, number 10, is out today as well. A couple of trade paperbacks to mention from the DC side. Catwoman, Catwoman's Dead, is out today in trade paperback, as is Green Arrow, Black Canary, The Wedding. Yay. Very exciting stuff. Dynamite Comics got your Red Sonja number 30, including one option with the Alex Ross alternate cover. Totally cool. Zorro number 1 from Dynamite. Battlestar Galactica Origins number 3 is out, and in trade paperback, Battlestar Galactica Cylon Apocalypse. Image imprint, Youngblood 2, Hunter Killer trade paperback volume 1. over on the Marvel end, Secret Lives of Superheroes, Loners. Loners trade paperback is out. Cable Deadpool number 50. Ultimates 3, number 3 of 5. And a couple special things. You got your poster. Fantastic Four, Art Adams poster. Not reading FF right now. Haven't in a while, but I love Art Adams. Always have, so that's worth mentioning. Also in trade paperback from Marvel, Wolverine Origins Volume 4, Our War. Good art, good stuff. That's coming out as I'm reading from my Wizard magazine just to make sure I got all my stuff straight. See, without Flynn, it's hard. So that's what I'm showing for comic releases today that is of absolutely any interest to me. But finally, my comic highlight from Virgin Comics. Yes, kids, Jenna Jameson's Shadowhunter number 1. Yeah. Sorry, I was a little flustered there, but really. From the mind of Jenna Jameson, because that's the part you're interested in, New York Times bestselling author and iconic entertainer, and written by Christina Z. So it's from Jenna Jameson's mind, but Christina Z of Witchblade wrote it. Huh. Special oversized issue for this first issue. You know, there's stuff about what it's all about, but I don't really care. No. Looking over to make sure I'm right about that, and I do. I don't care. It's a Jenna Jameson comic book, people. It's all right. That's what I'm showing for releases today. A couple of things from the mailbag here at Geek Radio Daily from Ted. Ted, where are you? San Jose. Good. Yeah, make sure when you send this stuff that you tell me where you're from, because I'd like to know that. Ted from San Jose, great podcast, gentlemen. Truly enjoy the new daily format. Vicar, sorry to hear about the injury. It sucks getting old. Damn, dude. Yeah, I know. This was my jump shot. Ugh, playing basketball with my six-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I did it. Also, David, where are you from? Did you tell me? I'm thinking not. Anyway, all right, David wrote in. Oh, yeah, David from Warsaw, New York, the bastard stepchild town that neither Buffalo nor Rochester will claim. Just wrote to say appreciates the new format. Any ideas of getting a spouse to watch real TV shows rather than reality? No. Do you listen to the show? I'm watching American Idol 4 hours a week with my wife. If I knew how to make my wife watch good TV, would I be doing that? So, no. I appreciate your letter, but I have absolutely no suggestions for you. Let me give a plug for the Geek Radio Daily forums, by the way, because up there I have posted Lindsay Lohan naked. All right, not the pictures, because it's a family-friendly forum, but spiraling rapidly toward the penthouse layout we always knew would come, Lindsay Lohan has posed for New York Magazine a series of photos based on that last sitting Marilyn Monroe set of shots. You'll know them when you see them somewhere. I posted a link, not the pics, but a link over on the forums. That's geekradiodaily.com/forums. New York Magazine on sale Monday? This coming Monday? Or is it already out? I think it's this coming. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, yeah. Copied after these old Marilyn Monroe photographs. They look good to me. I actually created a brand new category just for hotties, just for hottie appreciation on the forums. You take a look and see what you think. What else is going on? Panasonic developing a Wii-proof flat panel TV, kids, because you demanded it. From the Wiimotes being flung at them? Yeah, that causes a lot of damage. Panasonic is working on a TV they say will be able to take the damage from your Wiimote. Forthcoming details on pricing and stuff. Don't have that yet. Fallout Boy in a comic book. How about that? Dabble Brothers, these are the guys who do the Anita Blake stuff, among others. Dabble Brothers are doing a Fallout Boy comic book, best known for their literary adaptations. They've been working with these guys, the drummer from Fallout Boy, a longtime comics fan, so apparently that's where that came from. And I like these guys, so that ought to be kind of fun. I like Fallout Boy. What did they do? I think they did a also George R.R. Martin book. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, because I might obviously be mistaken, because I'm often mistaken, and that sort of thing happens. New Dark Knight trailer due, focusing reportedly more on Harvey Dent. According to DarkHorizons.com, next trailer for The Dark Knight slated to debut with Warner's prehistoric epic 10,000 BC, which opens March 7th. The site adds that this new trailer, unlike the Joker-heavy first one, will feature more of Christian Bale and Aaron Eckhart. Warner's always intended on building the initial marketing phase for Dark Knight around the Joker and then switching to Dent. That's what they say. They always meant to do this, even before Heath Ledger's death. Finally, speaking of such things and trailers and such, also from IGN, can't wait for the new Iron Man trailer and the first Incredible Hulk teaser trailer. Those will be hitting theaters in early March, according to Marvel Enterprises. No specific film mentioned, but you got a few options with early March. 10,000 BC, the one we mentioned a second ago for Dark Knight, that debuts March 7th. Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who is March 14th. That seems an odd choice, but who knows? Doomsday also March 14th, so any of those dates might happen as well. All right, that's what I got, since I'm solo especially. Hopefully everything turned out well. If it didn't, well, you know. The show is free. Need I reiterate that? Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, February 20, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us podcast at geekradiodaily.com or individually at Vicar at or Billy Flynn at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you join the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com/forums and subscribe through iTunes.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.